Politics and Elections will now come to order. Erica, please call the roll.
Chair Baxley?
Here.
Vice Chair Tadeo?
Here.
Senator Berman?
Here.
Senator Bracey? Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Broxson?
Here.
Senator Gaynor?
Here.
Senator Garcia?
Here.
Senator Polsky?
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. Thank you for being here. We will be observing COVID-19 precautions and limit access to the Senate Legislative Committee meetings. Although the members of the public will be able to testify remotely at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center, anybody wishing to testify before committee must fill out the appearance card and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office at the Civic Center. These appearance cards will be delivered to the committee administrative assistant. And as time permits, public testimony will be taken on each of the committee agenda items. Should you select a waive, we can read it into the record, your support or opposition. And the decorum standards are the same there as they are here. We would ask you to silence all electronic devices and observe social distancing guidelines. Good morning, team, and this is a big day for doing one of our big jobs, and that is the Senate confirmation of those hearings for those appointments that the governor has made that we're called for by law to bring Senate confirmation. The appointee here today was appointed by the governor to serve in her respective position and was invited to appear, and she is listed under tab 4. A vote on this appointee will be taken up separately, and then we'll move to a broader range of appointees that we are to confirm today. So unless a senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we'll take one vote on all other appointees that are listed under tabs 1 through 44. This is a great time to thank our staff. Our team has been working very hard. This has been a heavy agenda of appointees to confirm. Okay, you've had a moment to see what you have there in tabs 1 through 44. Are there any appearance forms? There are none. Is there any debate? Is there a motion to recommend confirmation?
I move we confirm.
Okay. Senator Tadeo moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees. And thank you also, Senator Broxson, for supporting that. Erica, please call the roll.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tadeo?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, the confirmation of appointees on tabs 1 through 44 is recommended favorably, except for tab 4, which we are dealing with separately. So, with that motion adopted, let's take up tab number 4. Secretary Siobhan Harris. Secretary Harris, would you please come forward and raise your right hand when you get to the dais? And we'll swear you in. Okay? Thank you. Do you swear and affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
You are recognized to address the committee.
Good morning, Chair Baxley, Vice Chair Tadeo, and members of the committee. I am so grateful for the opportunity to be present here today with you. I feel so honored and so blessed that Governor DeSantis has instilled his faith and confidence in my ability to lead the Department of Children and Families. The responsibility of this agency is great and the reward even greater when I think about the difference that we can make in the lives of so many. I have enjoyed meeting with many of you prior to today and hearing what matters to you most as it relates to the work of the department. I'm looking forward to continuing to work alongside each of you as we strive to accomplish great things for our most vulnerable populations. As some of you may already know, I grew up in New York and moved to Tallahassee in 1998 to attend Florida State University. From a young age, I had the opportunity to witness how one person could make a difference in the lives of many by just watching my mom. She was always opening our home to extended family and seemed to be the one people turned to in their time of need. Maybe that is what sparked a desire for me to go into a helping profession. Regardless of the genesis, my passion has been unwavering for the last 20 years, and that is to be in a role that makes a difference and to be in a helping profession. So that is what prompted my pursuit to pursue a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in social work. I have had the pleasure of working directly with clients, those with chronic health conditions and those with behavioral health needs. So I understand what it is like to be on the front line and will use that experience wisely to shape policies and practices that ease the burden of those vital employees. But my most rewarding experience has been spent as a public servant, serving the citizens of this great state. I spent the last 15 years working for the Agency for Healthcare Administration, progressing through various leadership positions. Most of my time at ACA was spent in the Division of Medicaid, focused on establishing sound policies that ensured access to services for low-income individuals. For the last 4 years, I led the agency's Medicaid quality improvement efforts, which resulted in year-over-year improvements for our state's performance. During my tenure, I worked regularly with the department on issues connected to Medicaid, like child welfare, substance abuse and mental health, and of course, eligibility. So the mission and work of the department is not new to me. I'm excited to bring my expertise to the table to help us propel even farther in achieving our goals. While things are still fairly new for me in my transition to the department, I can already see that I work with a team of strong and dedicated individuals who genuinely want to do a great job. And while we do many things well, I can also see that there's some room for improvement in certain areas, and they see that too. I think it is critical that we understand what is happening on the front lines. Are we asking the right questions? Are we collecting the right information? Are we making data-informed decisions? How do we know what is working and what is not? I think it is important that we understand the experience of a foster parent, a child entering our dependency system, a domestic violence survivor who's trying to start anew, and an individual in crisis in need of behavioral health services. Was it easy to get care? Were their needs met? Are we living up to our mission and our goals? These are important questions that I want to make sure we can answer confidently. There are so many great initiatives that are already underway that I intend to continue and enhance upon. I want to realize the vision and wisdom that the legislature had so many years ago when HRS was dismantled and it was decided to place so many of our critical social services safety net components under one umbrella. I want to make sure we leverage our footprint to furnish services in a more integrated manner for the betterment of the individuals we serve. Through the newly created quality office, we will continue measuring our performance and that of our contractors, so we are being accountable in providing the best services to Florida's families. I want to continue to work upstream in helping families from a preventive perspective, intervening early and often to ensure the most optimal outcomes. We will leverage technology to ensure we are working more effectively and efficiently, and that our systems are integrated so we are providing care in the most effective manner. I want to ensure we are investing in evidence-based strategies and leveraging lessons learned and best practices accomplished in one part of the state to advance our efforts statewide. I know this job will not be easy, but I step into it understanding the gravity of the responsibility and awareness that I cannot do it alone. Partnership and collaboration are so critical on the journey to success, and I look forward to working with all of you and the many stakeholders around the state who have dedicated their lives to meeting the needs of the individuals and families we serve. Thank you so much for this opportunity this morning.
Well, thank you for being here, and appreciate you sharing your journey and your vision. At this point, I'm going to open the floor for questions. Are there questions for Secretary Harris from any of the members of the committee?
Chairman, is questions and comments appropriate at this time?
Yes, sir. You're recognized.
Well, thank you for taking on this challenge. Of all the agencies that we deal with, the most sensitive nerve ending is yours. And in many cases, you will, with many folks, you will never be able to do the job, and for a simple reason. We're being asked to do something that parents should be doing themselves. And the state can never replace what parents, good parents, can do. And I am so impressed when I served on the committee that oversees you to find out that really what your challenges every day, your task, is a living document. Every year you make adjustments to see if you can do better. With our guidance and with your internal process that you just explained, and I am very confident that you are the right person to do this. I think you'll never get it perfect because you're dealing with a lot of imperfection. But thank you for taking on the challenge, and all the lives that you're going to affect, especially children and those who have been abused, is one of the most important things we do, and we need to do it right. So thank you, and God bless you for your effort.
Mr. Chair, may I?
You may respond.
Thank you, Senator Broxson. I really appreciate those comments.
Are there other questions? You're recognized.
Thank you very much. Anyway, I would like to congratulate you on your conviction, on your passion, on your authenticity. I think it's a great thing that you've worn a lot of hats, that you've sat on the other side of the people that you are now going to help. So congratulations.
Okay. Any other?
Thank you.
We all set? Anybody have any other questions or anything? Good. Okay. Are there any appearance forms? Okay. You don't have any? Is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Mm-hmm. Senator Dan? Mm-hmm. Okay. Senator Polsky has moved to recommend confirmation of Secretary Siobhan Harris listed under tab number 4. Erica, please call the roll.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for serving. It's quite fascinating to look at the breadth of this agency, and you're quite a fire engine to take all that on. And it's very intimate, and it's individual lives. And I'm amazed at how you engage and where all you've been. So I can't thank you enough from the state of Florida for putting yourself out there on the line. And we're very proud of you. Okay. Thank you. And yes, you're recognized, Senator Gaynor.
I have the pleasure today of appointing Ms. Charlotte Flint to this board. Her husband was a great soldier in the Air Force, and she is a great woman, and we are very privileged that we've got people of this caliber wanting to serve the state of Florida.
Thank you, sir, and it is quite a crowd that volunteers in these different ways, and to have somebody of that history and quality, it's great of you to recognize her publicly here and personally. Okay. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on appointments before the committee today?
Yes. Tab 1 through 44, I'd like to be shown as voting favorable. And tab 4, Secretary Harris, Department of Children and Families, I'd like to be shown as voting favorable for her confirmation.
Okay, the motion is made and accepted, and we'll enter that into the record. Okay. Any other business before the committee? This probably will be our last meeting. This session's moved very quickly for me. And, of course, there's still a few bumps and hard landings to do. And I want to thank each of you for the commitment you've made and the attention you've made placed on the issues that we've dealt with here. It really has been a pleasure to work with you, and we look forward to moving on it up. I know a lot of you have a little found time here you'll need. This meeting's going to be kind of short, and I know you have many things you're working on, and I just want to thank you for the privilege to be your chairman for this piece of the journey, and I'm very, very grateful for the staff that we have, and especially the leadership that's been provided by Ms. Roberts. And, Counselor, we appreciate you and how much you get us ready to go to work here. Without any other business being brought before the committee, Senator Broxton moves we adjourn. Is there any objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted, and we are adjourned. Thank you.